Well, good morning, everybody. Pat Powers here on KKWC for this Thursday morning. And it's my pleasure speaking with Matt Russell, who is the state director for the Farm Service Agency. He's in Webster City today. And Matt, welcome to KKWC.
Thanks, Pat. Great to be here.
Glad to have you here with us today. So you're state director. So what brings you to Webster City today there, Matt?
Yeah, well, I am on my way up to Wright County. Going to meet with the Wright County County Committee and passing through Webster City. District director's picking me up, going to ride with her. So always like to stop in and talk to local radio when I'm in communities.
Well, we're glad to have you here today in Webster City for this opportunity. So, Matt, tell us about the work of the FSA.
Yeah, we're the part of USDA that provides loans and direct support to farmers. So we do, you know, when there's a weather disaster, we have programs to help mitigate some of those costs. You know, we have the commodity program, so when we have downturns in the market and production, some of those kick in. And then we have the farm loan program, so we're working with new and beginning farmers, as well as some farmers who are hitting kind of some rough spots that need a little help. So the loan program. We're the folks that are working directly with farmers. Of course, there's Natural Resources Conservation Service and Rural Development. Those are also working in rural America, but we're the ones that are working directly with farmers to help them be successful on their farms.
How would you describe what 2023 was like for your organization?
It was busy. It was really busy. We had, you know, lots of weather disasters. We also had programs picking up from previous. So we even finished up some of the pandemic programs. So our staff were really busy around the state, providing a lot of resources to farmers really in every county, catching up on some of those losses. So that's the work we do, and we had a really busy year.
No doubt about it. Of course, last year was on the dry side, and I think that Justin Glisson, state climatologist, said that we had 182 weeks of dry conditions in the state of Iowa, despite the fact of all the rain. Of course, we had rain on Christmas Day, much needed. That was a big Christmas gift, I guess. But still some dry conditions persisting.
Yeah, absolutely. And our livestock forage program, we implemented that in nearly every county in the state this year. And that's really fairly abnormal. We generally have that more isolated, but you're right. The ongoing drought has been real significant. So helping some of our livestock producers, we also, you know, had some heat events and some cold events for livestock indemnity programs. So just a lot of programs, and it's really important for people to get into that county office, build that relationship so that when things happen, they're working with that county office to help them get access to the programs that, you know, they're eligible for.
Again, my guest is Matt Russell, who's state director for the Farm Service Agency, and you're based out of, I'm told, down southeast of Des Moines.
I live in Marion County, there, and then our state office is in West Des Moines.
Okay. What do you see for the goal ahead in 2024?
Yeah, so 2024, of course, we're prepared for being prepared for what you can't plan for but can anticipate. So weather, markets. But one of the things I'm an appointee, so I'm a proud member of the Biden-Harris administration. And our goal has been, how do we support all farmers, make sure our programs, you know, are helping. I work in Iowa, so every farmer in Iowa, get new farmers in the door so they understand what programs we have and make that available. So we're going to continue to be investing in empowering farmers to lead on climate solutions with ecosystem services and our Climate Smart agriculture effort. Certainly on the conservation side, we've got huge amounts of resources coming from the Inflation Reduction Act. So getting into that NRCS office to see what those resources are available. And then on the loan side as well, really helping farmers that want to get started or that are, you know, hitting some kind of a catastrophe, making sure we are empowering them to be successful in Iowa. You know, our farmers are so important to rural communities around this state. And so another year of looking at how can we keep supporting them.
And I believe there, Matt, that there's going to be a discussion of a farm bill down the road. We've heard so much about this for 2024.
Yeah, and so that's a great point. We are still in the 2018 Farm Bill. So part of the things, you know, we are fully implementing another year of the 2018 Farm Bill. So those programs are all still available. people will be signing up, you know, for our commodity program. I don't know for sure when, but I can anticipate that we're probably going to be rolling out some CRP as well at some point in the coming year. So that's the good news, that we've got a farm bill, you know, continuing to do that. But it does expire. They extended it. And Congress is working on a new farm bill. So it's an exciting time to be part of agriculture, because we've got the security of the existing farm bill, and we've got the excitement of Congress working on a new farm bill.
I know that there'll be big discussion coming up in this year of 2024 in the Congress.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, our congressional leadership here in Iowa is so important to developing that farm bill. So, you know, we're looking forward to what Congress develops, and then we'll be implementing it at USDA. And, of course, our Secretary of Agriculture, Tom Vilsack, who's from Iowa, you know, he's fully engaged in that process. So he'll be leading USDA's effort in working with Congress to make sure we get a farm bill that works for everybody.
Indeed. So that'll be discussed throughout this coming year in Congress. As they're on a bit of a holiday break right now, but they're back in action, I think, next week there in Washington.
Yeah. They'll be coming back and getting to work. You know, our employees are working right now. We do have we've got to get funding to fund the government going forward, and that's always a bit of a stressor. When you don't know for sure that the funding's there for the whole year, but we anticipate Congress will deal with that. And you know, our employees, 600 strong at Farm Service Agency, are ready to stay at work and keep serving farmers, and we're hoping that's going to be the case.
There you go. Now, if people want more information there, Matt, they can just stop by the Farm Service Agency office here in Webster City. That's located on Close Drive, I believe.
Yes, it's south of 20.
Yes, Close Drive.
And for every farmer listening, or, you know, community members listening, you know, our Farm Service Agency, those USDA service centers, that is the best point of contact. You know, we do press releases, we do media, but getting into that office and asking them what's going on, they're really the first line of support for our farmers. So building that relationship is really important.
And those who want more information may go online to fsa.org, right?
Yep. You can also go to farmers.gov.
Farmers.gov.
And then you can look for your locator. So you can plug in and find you. So farmers.gov is an easy way to just jump into all the USDA stuff.
Very good. So go to farmers.gov and find out more about many of the other services offered through the Farm Service Agency. We covered kind of the highlights of what we can expect this year and look back at 2023. But, Matt, you have a busy, busy year ahead of you.
Yeah, we do. And we're still hiring. So,
okay.
You know, this is a great opportunity if you want to be an agricultural leader in rural Iowa. Check and see if your county's hiring, because on the NRCS side as well as FSA side, we are continuing to fill the positions to serve Iowa farmers.
All right. Here in Hamilton County, stop by the FSA office located on Close Drive on the south end of Webster City, or just go to farmers.gov for more information. Matt, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Pat. Always great to be here.
Matt Russell from the Farm Service Agency Office of State Director. I'm Pat Powers.